You're with SBS Radio.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and it's that time of the week to welcome Wiradjuri woman and journalist Ray Johnston to talk to us about developments in science and technology. Welcome back to NITV Radio, Ray.
Thanks for having me back. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, and we start with one that's actually in the current affairs about global warming. The world needs to reduce coal and gas power to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees has no historical precedent.
Yeah, that's right. International researchers, they've looked at the last 60 years to try to find any historical cases where fossil fuel use declined rapidly in specific regions to compare them to modern scenarios for phasing out coal and gas, which we now know we have to do. And they say that they found several examples of rapid fossil fuel declines in large countries in the 1970s and the 1980s. And this was generally in response to energy security threats and also technological advances in competing energy sources, things like nuclear power. But despite this, they say that nearly all the scenarios that could limit global warming to 1.5 degrees, it will need a rate of fossil fuel decline that has never been seen before and has rarely been achieved on any kind of smaller scale. We need it on a bigger scale, and it's not been done on a smaller scale before. So I think we really need to be putting all of our knowledge into this and taking the advice of scientists on this quite seriously, because it's something that we've never done before.
And this other one is something we suspected and some knew about it, or we don't know. It appears that Facebook controls the ads that we see.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a national citizen science project that's been launched to delve into Facebook's use of what we call dark ads that target users based on detailed information collected about them online. So to find out how you're being targeted, you can install an extension on your web browser that collects all the ads that you see when you go to Facebook. So you get a better understanding of the patterns of the ads and an idea of whether they're being targeted for particular types of products or services. This extension, it also lets researchers see any overall patterns of ad targeting, and it also only collects the ads and not any personal information or anything other than the information that you've given the researchers when you install the extension. And the goal of this is to provide some visibility into a form of advertising that's no longer publicly visible, because it's delivered on personal devices based on large private collections of data. It's very different from the free and open ideals of the early internet. You know, today the vast bulk of our personal data is held within walled gardens controlled by a handful of tech giants like Facebook. This data is an absolute goldmine for advertisers, and online advertising works very differently to other more traditional mediums. You know, with television, anyone watching the same channel in the same region sees the same ad. But on your personal digital devices, the ad may be targeted to you based on, you know, that info about your past behavior or your interests or your preferences. It can also be tailored to you based on a psychological profile that suggests what type of advertising might work best for you. So that could be fear-based, or it could be funny ads that work on you. And it will be tailored depending on what works best on you. And the use of dark ads, it's made it possible to discriminate in online advertising and to engage in forms of stereotyping and manipulation that are invisible to us. And the lack of information on these kinds of advertising practices means that we have very few ways of knowing if there's any breaches of advertising codes of practice or other kind of problematic activities occurring, because advertising, it plays an important role in shaping consumer values, and it has a long history of predatory targeting and stereotyping of vulnerable groups. We need to be able to see ads and how they're being targeted to be able to work out whether or not this is still happening online. And without some form of accountability, advertisers and platforms like Facebook, they have less incentive to avoid these practices. They have no reason to stop. So that's where this citizen science project comes in. It's called the Australian Ad Observatory Project, and it's working in collaboration with the Centre for Global Indigenous Futures at Macquarie University as well, to find out more about how advertising is targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in particular, who have historically been subjected to harmful stereotyping and predatory targeting by advertisers. So if you are interested, if anyone listening is interested in jumping on board, I'm jumping on board myself. You can go to the website, which is admscentre.org.au/ad observatory, ADOBSERVATORY. And you can get the extension there and sign up and help stop this from happening.
Yeah, I'll definitely also download that app and put it on my computer. And of course, I just can't help with these pesky ads that follow you from one device to another, from your computer to your tablet to your mobile, and yeah, never ending.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and now COVID-19 recovery plans, it appears that they are failing to account for climate change.
Yeah, we've spoken a little bit about climate change today already, but this is a big one, because many of the current COVID-19 recovery plans, they're not compatible with that Paris Agreement on climate change, and they're going to have some long-term health implications. This is according to a global report which includes Australian scientists, and countries are committing trillions of dollars right now to restart their economies in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the report, it's urging governments to look at a green recovery, because a fossil fuel-driven recovery, which includes large subsidies for oil, gas, coal, and very limited support for clean energy, it could potentially, you know, meet narrow and near-term economic targets, but may then push the world completely off course and make it impossible to meet the maximum of 1.5 degrees of warming, as outlined in that Paris Agreement. And the report, it tracks 44 indicators of health impacts that are directly linked to climate change. And they say that at the moment, far too many of them are flashing red. So we're really asking governments right now, the scientific community is really asking governments to look at maybe pulling back some subsidies for fossil fuels and investing it into green energy for our recovery from the pandemic instead.
That's interesting. And this is one that is unbelievable. A knife, a steak knife, that's wooden and yet as tough as nails. How can wood be as tough as nails?
This is really cool. So the sharpest knives available, they're either made of wood or ceramic. You know, both of them are man-made materials, and they need to be forged in furnaces under really extreme temperatures. But yeah, now researchers, they've made a potentially more sustainable to make sharp knives using hardened wood. And they've invented a method that makes wood 23 times harder, and a knife made from this material is nearly 3 times sharper than a stainless steel dinner table knife. So afterwards, the hardened wood knife, it can be washed and reused as well. So it's a really promising alternative to steel and ceramic and disposable plastic knives even. And yeah, you know, look at your kitchen and you have many wood pieces that we've been able to use for a really long time, like cutting boards and chopsticks or rolling pins. So these knives as well can be used many times as long as they've been resurfaced and sharpened, and the same kind of upkeep you'd use for any kind of knife. And this material, it can also be used to make wooden nails that are as sharp as regular steel nails, which I just find incredible. But unlike regular steel nails, they're resistant to rusting because they're not made of metal. And the researchers, they showed that these wooden nails could be used to hammer together three boards without any damage to the nail at all. In addition to these knives and nails, you know, the scientists hope that in the future this material could even be used to make hardwood flooring that is more resistant to scratching and wear. And if you want a little bit more info about how they've actually done this, they've basically used the cellulose in the wood. So cellulose is strong, but wood is only made up of 40 to 50% cellulose. So the scientists use heat and pressure to remove all the weaker components while not destroying the cellulose. And then they converted it in a mineral oil, which preserves the knife sharpness during use. And the wood hardening process, it's really amazing, and it has the potential to be more energy efficient and have a lower environmental impact than for the manufacture of any other kind of man-made material. So well done to the team who have managed to make wood harder than steel. I find this amazing.
Unbelievable. Well, Ray Johnston, thank you so much for bringing to us again very informative and stories that you only seem to be the only one to bring in this story to us. Some of them sound incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn and talk to others. Hearing Australia's Happy program offers free, safe and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.